Just after 7 on Saturday morning, time for House Smarts Radio.
No, I've never actually driven an asphalt mixer per se, but I did once drive my friend's van to Wisconsin on a pretty lengthy road trip.
Lou is taking his show on the road today, north of the border.
Oh, hi, I'm Helen. Oh, are you in Milwaukee? Oh, I'm sorry.
North of Milwaukee.
Actually, it's pronounced Miliwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good land.
To the beautiful land of Edgewater.
I was not aware of that.
Live from the Chit Chat Bar in Edgewater, Wisconsin.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
Here's your host for the next 3 hours, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Yes, we're live at the Chit Chat Bar in Edgewater, Wisconsin. Why? Well, because we're here for an annual Trap and Fish weekend. And right now I'm looking at a bunch of burly men who are drinking coffee. Jessica is the bar owner right now. She's shaking out, making Bloody Marys this morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. This is, yep, exactly. I've warned everybody this morning to temper their language because, you know, it's a guy's weekend and we have to be very careful this morning. Good morning, Maple. Good morning, Joe. How are you two?
Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Doing great.
Yeah, I think you two would like to be here right now.
I'm so actually, jealous.
Brett, you're actually in the way of my Facebook Live right there. So we're also, if you'd like to see, you could go follow me on Facebook, Joe and Maple. We set up a little iPad that is a little cockeyed a little bit. So when you look at the screen, remember the RCA dog that I kind of had like with the head sideways? If you look at your computer that way, then we're completely level. But we're streaming live and we're going to have the show stream live on Facebook this morning if you want to see. It'll just be a fixed area and people will go by and... there's a lot of men walking around with their shirts off this morning, so if that's what you want to see. by the way, this hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Dykstra Home Services and by Ace Hardware, as well as AmericasBath.com. And our phone number is 312-981-7200. Lindsay's off today, and Ashley is filling in, so say hi to her when you call in this morning. Joe, are we excited about the baseball playoffs?
Absolutely. It was quite a
barn burner. Who are we going for now?
Well, I like the Nationals. In terms of I will root for the Nationals because they've never been to the NLCS as the Washington Nationals. But, you know, I'm okay with the Yankees. I don't hate the Yankees like everybody else does.
No, I'm not a Yankee hater. And, you know, our son Quinn, as you know, he is dating a young lady who's a big Yankees fan. And
ooh.
So since none of our teams are in there, we are all about the Bronx Bombers.
That's cool.
And they're
cool.
Big Yankee fans, his girlfriend's family. So we're all about the Yanks. I'm completely happy for the Yankees.
They've got an older pitching staff, and I think Houston's probably the better team in that series. But all right, I'll jump on the Manfredini son's girlfriend's bandwagon fan club. I'll do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned this, you know, actually, you know, in the my crowd here, I noticed that actually my son who's with me is not here. Oh, he's running. Oh, he's running?
My son who's with me is not here.
Right, right. Well, he's running the New York City Marathon. And so here we are having this weekend up here with a bunch of very dear friends of ours. This is how many years has this Trap and Fish been going on? Tony? 27 years. This weekend, it's always been like Columbus Day weekend, and you've heard me talk about my friend Mike Jakubowski, his brother Tony, who's also here, his father, Tom, who's very important to all of us. Everybody say hi to Tom. We all love Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
And we, thank you, and we would go up, they had a cabin for years not too far from here, and half the guys in this room helped build those cabins, right, over the last, and then, yeah, the electric, we don't want to talk about that. There was not a union electrician on that job. But anyway, it's a nice event that's gone on every year, and I don't always get to come. And Quinn, who's run the Chicago Marathon, which is tomorrow, he hasn't gotten to come because he's run that a few times, but he swapped it up and is going to do the New York City Marathon. So while we're here drinking coffee and having Bloody Marys, he's out there running. Who's... Right. And it was dark. So who's the smart one? I would say the people sitting here. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Our first call this morning is sponsored by bathfitter.com. Go to bathfitter.com/Lou. Let's go to the phone lines at 312-981-7200. Marlene is in Princeton. Marlene, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. I enjoy your programs on TV so much.
Thank you very much. How can I help you this morning?
Well, I live here in Princeton. We have a high water level here in town and old sewers. When we get heavy rains, I get hydrostatic pressure at the cove joints in my basement. I have a cement wall basement and concrete floor.
Okay.
It comes in at the cove joint. And I do have one crack in the center of the basement that water bubbles up also. I don't have a sump pump. I'm wondering what's the best approach to fix my water problem. I have 15 inches in May and 4 inches in September.
Yeah. I mean, you are a candidate 100% for perimeter drain tile on a sump pump. I mean, that kind of static pressure with the high water table, if you're not managing that water, then you've got just a mildew and mold and ultimately structural issues that will occur. And the fact is, when you go to sell that house, you got to disclose all that. And, you know, it's going to come back to kind of bite you in the you-know-what. And so I would love to tell you that PermaSeal could help you out, but I don't think they travel all the way to Princeton. But I do know that they work with an organization called, hopefully you got a pen or a pencil handy, called Basement Systems. And if you were to go online and look at Basement Systems, there's probably a dealer down there that's part of their program that could come out and give you an estimate to do that. It's not going to be an inexpensive proposition for you, Marlene. I mean, it's going to be an expensive undertaking. You know, I mean, to say it's going to be $5,000 is probably a realistic number, if not more, depending on how many running feet you have. But that's the way to solve the problem once and for all. And so that way it's going to grab all that water before it comes into the home, channel it all into the sump pump, and then be able to pump it out of there.
Okay, so perimeter, I hate to seem dumb, but that's around the outside of the house.
That's done on the inside of the house.
Oh, inside.
Yeah, so there is okay. That basement finished or unfinished?
Unfinished.
Yeah, so they're going to come in and they're going to cut out the concrete about 2 feet of it around. About 18 inches, maybe 2 feet of it around a channel around the inside of the concrete on the floor. They're going to dig that out. They're going to put drain tile inside there. And then in one corner, they're going to put a sump pump in there and be able to channel the water out and then repatch the concrete over the top of that.
Okay. I had one quote, I believe, and it's like double of what you said.
Well, I mean, and it all depends on the footage, the running footage and everything that you have. So, you know, I'm just kind of as a starting point of what the pricing could be. But that's the way to go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your input.
Marlene, thank you so much for calling. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Okay, now this is where I'm going to go to break. We're live at the Chit Chat Bar. Whenever I say that, that's when you guys, woo! Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back. I love how I'm going to read the Chevy commercial right now, and I have my friend Tony here, who is the biggest ham ever. And I go, hey, I'm going to have you read the Tribune live, and he's now doing vocal exercises before.
La la.
Okay,
wah.
Just wait. They say if you don't like the weather around Chicagoland, just wait 15 minutes and it'll change. You have to be ready for anything. The Chevy Equinox has switchable all-wheel drive that keeps you protected in every type of weather, on the road or off, highways or country roads. And Chevy Equinox's high-definition surround vision, which is totally cool, monitors your surroundings on an 8-inch color touchscreen. It's like 360-degree supervision. Pays to always be prepared. Right now, it pays big, too, with over $4,200 below MSRP on the 2020 Chevy Equinox Premier. And it's more than just great deals you can count on at your local Chevy dealer. Keep your Chevy running right with factory-trained technicians and GM-certified parts. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, because no one knows your Chevy better. So drop on by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today, or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for all the details. It's your choice. Own it. Remember, go to ChevyDriveChicago.com. Just one of those.
Just one of these?
And get right in that microphone.
Into this mic, Lou.
Keep going. We want people to continue to listen to the show. Tony Jakubowski, go.
For news at 10, watch WGN Mitch Waterfree. Macari. I'm not supposed
not the
to
Macarena. That would be Micah Mater. It's even phonetically spelled there. You want me to do more vocal exercises? Me.
Joe Donlin, Dan Rowan, and Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling.
There you go.
For TV News at 10, watch Chicago's very own WGN.
Welcome.
Got a problem around your house you just can't figure out? You might want to call Lou, just saying. He's taking your calls live right here, right now on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Welcome back from the Chit Chat Lounge here in Edgewater, Wisconsin. We've got a nice crowd. It's terrific when everybody here is your friend. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Hey, look at this. We got somebody calling from Wisconsin. Tim is on the line. Tim, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, Lou. How you doing? I told Ashley that I'd like to speak to the man who's smarter than the internet.
Wow. Well, I'll see if he's available. How can I help you, sir?
Well, my wife and I have been decided to completely rehab my old house before we sold it, and it's going really well, and all the things that I've learned listening to you over the years have helped a lot.
That's so nice.
We have a question. We have a question. We've just had the drywall finished and the sanding and all that stuff, and you know how much dust is in an entire house when that happens. So Cheryl has been vacuuming and vacuuming and vacuuming and trying to get all this dust out. It seems like every time we reach up to touch the walls, it's not passing the black glove test. So what do we do to clean those walls off so the primer will adhere to it properly?
So in other words, what have you done so far to wash those walls?
Well, the only thing we've done so far is vacuum.
Oh, okay. All right.
After sanding, we've just vacuumed.
Got it. Okay. So here's what I would do. Like the tried and true cleaner that's still available that I still use to this day and it works really well is Spick and Span powdered cleaner. Okay. And you can still buy that, at the hardware store. And it is it's a sodium carbonate cleaner, which is really sodium carbonate is one of the secret ingredients in so many cleaning products. It's incredible how well it works. Mix that with a little warm water, dilute the whole thing, buy a really giant sponge, wipe down the wall, rinse the wall down, it will pass the glove test, and then go back and use a paint and primer in one. You don't even need to prime it, and you should be just fine for that project.
All right, great. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you very much, Tim. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Barbara is in Franklin Park. Barbara, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. Love your show. I've learned a lot through the years.
Thank you so much. How can I help you today?
My husband and I are stumped. He replaced the fill valve and flange in a toilet, or flapper, in the toilet tank. And the tank is continuing to have a slow leak. What can we do, or what else is there to do?
All right, my guess is, the easiest thing to do is to see if it's the flapper that's leaking. And one of the things you can try is we need to put a little weight on top of the flapper. Is anybody a fisherman there at the Franklin Park house? Anybody? Yes. Does he have a tackle box?
I believe we do.
All right. In that tackle box, you probably have some lead weights for using when you go fishing. And right on top of that flapper, I want you to take a couple of the biggest lead weight that you have and try and balance it on top of that flapper to push it down a little bit. And then take a little green food coloring, and not red, green, into the tank, and then see if the leak stops. In other words, you don't get any green coloring in the bowl whatsoever. If that's the case, if that's the case, then that flapper needs to have some added weight. And there's a couple ways to do this. You can either try cleaning out the rim where the flapper sits inside that flush valve. That could be dirty and the flapper's not sealing. Or turn the water off to the toilet, take the flapper completely out, take a little bead of silicone, and take a quarter and glue a quarter to the top of that flapper to add a little weight to the top of it to keep it closed.
Okay.
All right?
I think we can do that. Thank you so much.
That's a little trick that works pretty well, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara. I appreciate you calling this morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. Where are we live at? The Chit Chat Bar in Edgewater, Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Chicago's very own AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
We're Chicago's very own WGN.
Hey, this is John Williams, and I just checked the calendar, and yep. You didn't get any younger yesterday. Your joints aren't going to get any younger, better, or more pain-free either. It's only natural for our joints to hurt more and more over time. But there is something we can do about this. Call the good people at the Joint Relief Institute. They're in Orland Park and Oak Brook, and your knees should be there, too. Bring them in. At the Joint Relief Institute, their doctors and technicians use advanced digital imaging. They see where your knee tissue's worn away, and then they painlessly, non-surgically put a lubricant in there, and it works. You can't turn the clock back, but you can make your knees, your shoulder, your joints feel younger again. Now, I know insurance is a concern. They've got a specialist to help you with that, Medicare too. Your first visit for an x-ray or evaluation is free. You've got nothing to lose because, yeah, tomorrow you're going to be older too, and your knees will be also. Let's turn back the clock and dial the pain down. Visit jointreliefinstitute.com. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
DriveChicago.com.
Your only source for pre-owned vehicles in Chicagoland.
Buy from a dealer you can trust.
Thousands of high-quality manufacturer-certified vehicles.
Many coming off lease right now.
Log on.
DriveChicago.com.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Kitchens, baths, windows, siding, and more. When it's time to remodel, Chicagoland homeowners trust Bill Conforti at Cobblestone Development for great design, quality products, and expert installation. Right now, save $100 on every fiberglass or composite window and $200 on every fiberglass or composite entry door. Cobblestone Development, call for a free price quote, 773-661-0606. Hurry. This offer won't last long. That's Cobblestone Development, 773-661-0606. As I mentioned, I'm away this weekend, and I'm up at the Chit Chat Bar in Edgewater, Wisconsin. We're actually staying at this Summit Lake Game Farm. I've got a whole crowd of people here at the bar. Jessica, who's one of the bar owners, was kind enough to get up this morning and let us come in here. We are streaming our show on Facebook, so if you go to Facebook right now, I asked Tony, I go, who's writing in? He said, it's mostly family members at this point. So, you know, if you want to go to Facebook and see it, we've just got it set up here. Wave to everybody in Facebook land, everybody. There you go. They're all drinking Bloody Marys and having coffee this morning. But it is time now for WGN Radio News with Maple Walker.
Most people love the weekends. A little R&R, time with the family, maybe some celebrating. Unless you have a to-do list around the house a mile long.
When do I need to?
I don't know what to do.
Hey, you only know what you know. And what you don't know, maybe Lou does.
I'm not that smart, but I'm no dummy.
Give him a call with any of your home improvement questions. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I'm only one call away.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're live at the Chit Chat Bar. There we go. We got it. I've got a brochure in front of me right now because they're kind enough to let me do the show here. We've got some open phone lines this morning if you'd like to come in. like to hear from you this morning. Fall is a great time to remodel your home, whether you're going to restain the deck or do the driveway, whatever it might be that you need some help with this morning. Give us a call. Say hi to Ashley. Lindsay's off today. She's on a little vacation with her family, having a great time. So here at the Chit Chat Bar, Grill, and Resort, we're going to talk to the owner coming up a little bit later on. The bar is for sale, Tony. So Tony's over there playing with the Facebook Live. If you want to follow us, he's really sort of blocking the whole thing with Bloody Marys and coffee. So I apologize if you're following us right there. It's probably the last time you're ever going to do a Facebook Live. But the Chit Chat Bar and Grill and Resort is on beautiful, big Shetek Lake. It's a beautiful lake, Edgewater, Wisconsin, and it's a resort as well. They have 1,900 acres of prime fishing, walleye, bass, crappie, northern, and bluegill. You can do ATVing around here, all kinds of hunting for your deer, your bear, and your grouse. Anybody ever hunted a grouse? Anyone? Oh, yeah. Right? They're all, yeah. And there's all these animals. Actually, that's the first I've noticed that. So, yeah. Well, look at that. Yeah, we'll have to take that. Wow, there's one right over my head right there. So anyway, there's a beautiful lodge, and we're at the bar right here this morning. And so we're having a nice time here this morning. So thanks to them for hosting me this morning and all the guys coming in as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. If you pick up the phone and give us a call, we've got some open lines right now. John is in Willow Springs. John, good morning. Yeah.
Good
morning. You're on HouseSmarts Radio.
I heard earlier a lady talking about her toilet. Well, what happens when mine, when we flush it, water goes down, but then on the fill it up, it makes noise until the water shuts off.
Like a hammering noise?
Well, a whistling noise.
How does it whistle? Does it whistle a tune?
Well, it just makes a noise, and then until the bowl fills up or the tank, right, and then it shuts off. It's okay.
So a lot of times that whistling can come from a fill valve that's got a little calcium buildup inside there. But one of the things that you can try before you go ahead and change out that fill valve is, you know, the water line that comes in on the toilet out of the wall, correct?
Right.
Turn that off. Now, it might be when you go to do that, you know, you may loosen up a little sediment right there, but turn it off, turn it back on, turn it all the way off, and then when you go to turn it on, just turn it on about a quarter of a turn so that you're slowing the amount of pressure or volume of water, really, that's coming into the fill valve. And when you do that by reducing the volume, it'll take a little bit longer for your toilet tank to fill back up, but I bet the whistling goes away.
Wow, I appreciate that very much. I hope it works. Thanks a lot.
John, thanks for calling. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 in Elgin is where Phyllis is calling in. Phyllis, good morning. You're on HouseSmarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you?
Well, I used to have a jacuzzi tub made by Jacuzzi, and now it's
That's a good thing.
We both bought them. I'm no longer there at that house, but she still has it in her house. And the panel on the outside, the panel that covers the workings that you can, when you open it up to be able to get underneath it and so on, that panel, it's removable on the side.
Yep.
Has discolored so badly. It's like really yellow. And she's wondering, is there some kind of paint or something she can do to refinish it so it matches the white of the actual rest of the tub?
Then the rest of the tub looks fine.
Yeah, it does. It looks good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, you absolutely... And is she going to stay in the house, or what is she doing? Is she selling the house?
Yes, they are. They definitely are staying in the house, yes.
Okay. I mean, what I would tell you is, you know, that tub, if it's a white color, there's... The best way to get this to look as close as possible to what it is now is to buy a spray paint.
Okay.
And Krylon makes a product called Fusion, which is a spray paint that works for acrylic and plastic materials. And that product will stick to that panel. And hopefully she can find it in a white or a off-white, whatever it might be, to match the color.
Right.
And just take it off, take it outside or in the garage, and spray it down a little bit to get it on there. Those panels typically sit on there in you know, they use Velcro to keep them in place. And just paint the outside, and I think it should match just fine.
Okay, there isn't any preparation before she sprays it or anything.
Just wipe it down with
just
a damp.
Wipe it down with
a damp
water.
Rag.
Okay, all right,
that's
very
it.
Good. Well, thank you very much. That'll make her bathroom look much better. Appreciate
you got
your time.
You got
thank
it, Phyllis.
You.
Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. It's 7:42 in the morning. Mary is in Mundelein. She called in at 312-981-7200. Mary, good morning. You're on WGN.
Thank you for taking my call. You're very helpful many, many times for me.
Thank you.
I believe, a mouse that's decomposing in my ducts, and it's a three-part thing. How do I get rid of the odor? How do I get rid of the mouse that's decomposing? I tried taking the vent off, and I can't. And I was wondering what you think of those things you plug into the wall. And it's got a little light that's beeping, and it deters mice and bugs or whatever. I've seen them at the store.
Yeah. Those sound devices, the only sound device that I have seen that works is a product to get rid of moles and voles outside. The ones on the inside for mice, what I have found over time is that initially they work, but then the rodents get used to the sound, and then they're like, oh, I have nothing to fear, and they just come back and... You know, and they're just fine. So here's the thing. Do we know, you're not certain where the location is of this mouse, right?
Not really, but it there is one duct that it smells pungent. And I put that fresh wave near it, but I couldn't get the grade off.
There's a product you can buy. There's a camera that you can buy called... It's called the Drain Lizard. And what it is, it's a $40 item, but it is a camera. It almost has like pistol grip on it, and it's got a little video screen on it with a 3-foot-long flexible line that you can put in the ductwork and see what's going on. Now, the reason I say that is that...
Then how do I...
Right. So now if we can see it, okay, then if you had a shop vac and you put the hose down in there, a longer hose and an extension, then you could reach it in there and grab it with the shop vac and pull it out.
Okay. So what do you suggest repelling them?
I'm sorry?
It's the time of the year. I think they're looking for a cozy place.
Oh, absolutely. And so the real issue for you, Mary, is that we got to figure out where they're coming in, okay? So you need to go walk around the perimeter of the home, see if there's any access points. It can be as small as, a dime that they can get in there. On the inside of your home, you know, when it comes to dealing with rodents, it's kind of a multi-tiered approach you got to do. You got to do some baiting on the outside, possibly some traps on the inside, but then repellents that you can buy that you can use inside. So Bonide makes a product called Mouse Magic, and there are these little sachets.
I heard your commercial earlier, and I wrote it down.
Right. So this Mouse Magic product, you use these sachets, like underneath the sink or whatever. It's got sort of a pine, minty smell to it, and rodents do not like those smells. And so you put that in there, and it will repel them. And the whole idea is to repel them out of the home to the outside where there is bait. And they're like, oh, look at all this food. I'm going to be out here and eat this food out here. And then that food is what helps to get rid of them all. See what I mean?
But I believe it's in the attic. It was in the attic. I don't believe it was on the main floor.
Same thing. You could use them up there as well. But we got to figure out how to... Right.
Would they be coming in up by the around the gutters all that, or where would the mouse be coming in?
I mean, there could be openings up there that they're coming in through. That's certainly possible. Are there trees or any place around that they can run up a downspout, you know, and kind of come in as well? You know, the thing is that if you have someone come out and take a look at it, sometimes what they can do in the evening with a bright light up in there, they can shine the light in the attic space, and then someone can walk around the perimeter of the home to see if they see the light coming through anywhere, and that can be a sign where there's an opening that they need to seal up. I mean, rodents Rodents are very, you know, resourceful and can find ways in, especially as we start, the temperature starts to drop. Exactly what you said. They're looking for a warm place to go inside, and you want to make the inside of your home as least, you know, accommodating as possible.
This is like the first time in 40 years I've had this problem.
Right, right. Well, it's either the first time or it's the first time you've ever noticed.
Mm-hmm.
So try the three different applications, and I think you'll be good.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. We're live at the Chit Chat Bar in Edgewater, Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Hey, it's me, Lou Manfredini, for the Gilkey Window Company. Are you in the market for new windows? The folks at Gilkey encourage you to shop around. Why? Because they're confident that if you do your research, you'll make the smart decision and choose Gilkey. So don't be fooled by high-pressure, today-only discounts. For 40 years, Gilkey has let the quality of their windows speak for themselves. Right now, buy one, get one 40% off on fiberglass or vinyl windows and doors, or no-interest financing for up to 5 years. To learn more or to set up a free no-obligation in-home visit and estimate, give Gilkey a call at 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY, or visit them online at Gilkey.com. You can choose vinyl or you can choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey. Hey, if you have moss, mold, mildew, or algae growing on hard-to-reach places like your roof, second-story siding, or even your fabric awnings, you should pick up Wet and Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now, Wet and Forget's no-scrub outdoor cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget hose end easily cleans places you normally couldn't reach without climbing up on the ladder, all with no scrubbing, rinsing, or dealing with pressure washers. You just spray it on, wet it, and forget it. Then every time it rains, Wet and Forget gently cleans that black and green stuff off virtually any outdoor surface, including brick, stucco, stone, decks, sidewalks, driveways, and more. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Make cleaning easier. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget at Ace, Menards, Meijer, or Blaine's Farm and Fleet, or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you.
He's taking your calls till 10.
How can I help you, sir?
We're debating on putting in a tankless system. Now, I don't know anything about tankless. Can you help me, sir?
Lou Manfredini.
Sure. Well, they don't have a tank.
Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
Yes, someone dancing next to me.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini live at the Chit Chat Bar. Welcome back. I do have, you know, my producer who's on a beach somewhere, hopefully relaxing, but I'm going to guarantee you she's probably listening on the stream right now. She put together a Noodaloo 2 with a brand new product that, as the fall leaves are falling, there's always new products out there to make your life a little easier. So we have one for you that I think you might find interesting. Take a listen.
Rake it up. With this week's Noodaloo 2, you can clear up almost every imaginable type of garden waste, such as mowed grass, leaves, tree waste, pruning clippings, weeds, and moss. In the blink of an eye, the Rake Assassin removes waste from the lawn, from flower beds, from paths, from gravel, even from garden ponds. With limited bending and a unique, durable design for sifting debris to get that clean landscape you love. It's 62 inches long, weighs just under 2 pounds, and is super durable. With the Rake Assassin, there is no need to keep switching between a rake and a shovel. You just roll the Rake Assassin in your hand to the position it's needed, and you can dig up vegetables, bulbs, and tubers from the garden. And it's a great solution for gathering fallen fruit or nuts, like you, Lou, or clearing up pine cones, chestnuts, rocks, spreading mulch or compost. Oh, hey, and were you born in a barn? Or do you live on one? The Rake Assassin is also ideal for cleaning out the stable and for keeping the pasture clean. Or, hey, maybe you don't live on a farm. It's also great for just cleaning up after Fido. Rake Assassin is actually the little sister to Root Assassin. You can find out more about both at rootassassinshovel.com. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
It's a cool product, and you can check it out. We'll put it up on my Facebook page as well as WGNRadio.com. The Rake Assassin allows you to not only scoop up the leaves after you rake them, but do a bunch of different stuff like spreading mulch. And it's cool. It's a neat product. I've got one hanging in my garage. I've had a chance to use it a couple times, and so far, so good. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. In Deerfield is where Cecilia called in. Hey, Cecilia, you're on WGN.
Hi, thank you. I love your program.
I love you, Cecilia.
I love you, too. I have two quick questions. One, I am changing my fireplace into a gas log burning fireplace from wood. And I'm getting different opinions on whether I should just have the little turn it on with a button or turn it on with the key and then light it with a little log lighter. Is it really a hassle to light it with a log lighter, or is the little button
easier? Well, I mean, the button is super easy. I mean, the thing is, a lot of those ones with the, you know, flipping the switch, that one has the ones that I have seen, most of them have a glass cover over the front of them, like they're a sealed system. Is that what you're looking at, or is this one exposed?
No, this is exposed. I have a gas log lighter in the fireplace now.
Right.
But I'm just going to change it to the ceramic logs instead of wood-burning logs.
Yeah.
So my understanding is where I turn it on with the key, the gas would always be on, and then when I want a fire, I just turn the button, and that. So it's like a pilot light that's always on.
You mean the one with the button has a pilot light that's always on?
Correct.
Yeah, right.
As opposed to turning it on with the key and then putting the log, you know, the lighter in the light.
Right. I mean, the pilot light, you know, that's a minimal amount of gas that gets used. They also do make those with electronic ignitions as well. I mean, here's the thing. The easier you make it to turn it on and off, the more you're going to use it. And, I mean, we put in a gas log kit in our home in Chicago, and it's a traditional one where you use a key and then you light it. It's not a huge hassle to do that. But, I mean, my wife will ignite that all the time on her own. You know, she just uses it because it's so simple to use. I'm not saying that. I mean, my point is anybody can use it. It's not like you have to build a fire. You know, anybody can go light it. And I have found that those kits where you've got the key, the log kits look a little more realistic to me. And so that's what I have found. Now, that being said, there's a huge bunch of these on the marketplace right now that look really nice. And the button thing's really cool. But I have found that the ones that you reach in and you light and you turn the gas valve on look a lot more realistic than the other ones.
Okay. Second question. I have a stain in a sink that is, the Corian sink in a bathroom sink. I've used bleach. I can't get it out. Any suggestions?
With Corian, the key element there is that is a refinishable surface. And so what you're going to do is take some emery cloth, like some a really fine emery cloth, and in a circular motion, you're literally going to sand that out and get below the staining and bring it down. And if you do that evenly throughout the surface, you're going to have a really nice looking sink. Don't bear down on it because you literally could put a little divot in there. If you go nice in a circular motion like that and kind of do it all in one spot, you'll get it nice and clean. It'll be nice and smooth. And you may end up having to do the whole sink. But by doing so and that light sanding, it will make a huge difference. Thank you so much for the phone call. I just have to put you on hold because I'm running against time here. Cecilia, thanks so much. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back. Did you know a fire department responds to a fire every 24 seconds? This fire prevention month, I've teamed up with First Alert to remind you to install smoke and carbon monoxide alarms on every level and every bedroom of your home. And always remember to test your alarms regularly and Replace the batteries every 6 months. To eliminate the need for battery replacements, install First Alert's 10-year sealed battery alarms. Learn more about reliable protection you can trust at firstalert.com/fireprevention month. Again, that's firstalert.com/fireprevention month. All right, there's more House Smarts Radio coming up from the Chit Chat Lounge, but right now it's time for WGN Radio News.
You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio. And this morning, he's broadcasting all the way from...
Don't tell me, Wisconsin.
That's right.
Yes, the cheese state.
Yep, he can fix your house and eat curds, too. But only the squeaky kind. Now back to Lou on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back to the Chit Chat Lounge. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by the Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace Company, by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, and by NSS Exteriors. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to be joined by the owner of the Chit Chat Lounge, and we're going to talk a little bit about his place here, how long he's been in business. And actually, we understand that the place is on the market. If we play our cards right, I think I got somebody here that just might buy it, and he's wearing a cowboy hat and look out. He's looking for a deal on the grouse, and then we'll be good to go. So don't go anywhere for that. All right, let's get back to your phone calls though. Gary is in Westmont. Gary, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Hello, Gary. 3, 2, all right. Larry in Westmont. I'm sorry. Larry, are you there?
Are you called talking to me?
All right, sure. What's your name, sir?
I'm Larry, but I'm in Orland Park.
Oh, all right. Well, then we'll talk to you. How about that? How can I help you, sir?
That's a fair deal. Okay, Lou, the reason I'm calling, I was listening to your show last week, and I have a cottage up in the north woods of Wisconsin.
Are you near the Chit Chat Lounge?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not really quite sure where the Chit Chat Lounge is. I'm about 26 miles north of Minocqua.
All right.
If you have any idea where that might be. It's about 400 miles from Orland Park.
Got it.
Anyway, I'm starting to get a little surface mold on the logs, which are finished logs, and I'm wondering how to handle that. And I know last week, I believe you mentioned something that looked like I think you described it to the customer as like a cotton candy machine that put out a vapor that would kill the mold.
Are you getting this on the interior or the exterior?
Interior.
Okay.
This is one of those three-season cottages, so we kill all the heat. Unfortunately, this year, due to health reasons, no one has used it. We opened it up, but we haven't used it all summer. Now we're getting ready to close it up.
Got it. So what I was talking about was there is this cleaner, a liquid, called Concrobium, which is a mold-killing solution. Actually, the secret sauce behind that I was mentioning about the Spick and Span uses sodium carbonate.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
so does Concrobium, and that's what ends up killing the mold. And they make an atomizer that you... a device that you can buy. It's now, Concrobium's now owned by Rust-Oleum. And so you pour the liquid into this atomizer and you would put it inside your cabin and you'd fire it up. And it would atomize this and it would kind of work its way around the cabin and it would adhere to the logs. I mean, you could put it in a spray bottle and spray it directly, but if you've got issues where it's kind of all over the place, the atomizer might make the most sense. And the interesting thing about this product is, they don't like when I say this. If I put it in a glass and you drank it, you wouldn't like how it tasted, but it wouldn't hurt you. But it does kill mildew and mold.
Well, it doesn't sound good to me, but it sounds good to me.
You're right. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
All right. So give that a shot, and then I hope that health issues improve for you and your family.
Would I leave that going continuously, or do I just, do you know how long it takes to
I mean, you know, with the autonomizer, you know, it's not going to like envelop the space. And so let's say you put it and you point it towards a wall area, right? And it starts to autonomize and you see it spraying. Let it spray there. And once you see it adhere to the wall, move it over in another area and then move it over to another area. So you're going to, you know, I don't know how big the cabin is. You might spend an hour doing this and then you're done.
It's not like a fogger can that you would start and
Like that, because you'd have to refill it.
Okay, all right. Well, I appreciate the help.
I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. All right, let's see. Let's go to Gary, who is in Westmont. Hi, Gary. You're on WGN.
Yes. Couple of questions. Would you recommend, I've got about a half a gallon of exterior white house paint. Would you recommend using it to paint interior new wood?
No.
Would it be an easy, but you would recommend or not?
No, and the reason is exterior paint is a little bit higher in VOCs than interior paint is, just because and so it's not something I would use inside. And then, I mean, it has... exterior paints has UV blockers in it, which you don't need the UV on the inside. Not that that matters, but I would avoid using exterior paint on the interior.
Oh, okay. But I could use it like for the wind, outside the window, you know, the frame of it, that would be all right.
I mean, how old is that can?
Oh, just a couple months.
Absolutely. Yeah, just prep it and you'll be fine.
Don't use it inside.
Do not. I would not. You had a second question?
No, that was it. Yeah.
That was it. All right. Gary, I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We are live at the Chit Chat Lounge here in Edgewater, Wisconsin. And if you have it, right, we can clap a little bit. Thank you. Mike is really the only one paying attention, just so you know. The rest of you, you're all half asleep. They're all eating now. Right. So now no one's paying attention whatsoever. They could care less that I'm here. But Nancy's in Naperville, so I'm going to talk to her. Nancy, you care, don't you?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're always so helpful. But I just have a question regarding cement. Our son has fixed the front edge of our stoop in the front. Our house was built in 62, and the cement had deteriorated. He fixed it. But now we have a completely different color, and I'm wondering, is there something we can paint over that to take care of the color, or does it just, with time, will it just take care of it?
I mean, it will blend in a little bit, but it's always going to look like a patch. How big is the stoop?
Oh, it's approximately, 6 by 5, maybe, right. Something like that. Big one.
Right. Here's the thing. You can paint it with a concrete paint or something like that, but then you have this painted surface that you have to maintain. Mm-hmm. The other thing that you could do is there are these concrete top coats that you can trowel on over the entire surface so that you could blend it all in and it would be more of a cementitious covering.
Okay.
Sacrete and Quikrete, okay, two different companies, Sacrete with an S and Quikrete as with a Q. They both make top coats that you can trowel on, and you could perhaps, did you say it was your son or your son-in-law?
Our son.
Your son could kind of tape off the area where the stoop is and trowel this over the entire surface to get a nice smooth finish and a consistent color.
Mm-hmm.
And if he takes his time and he does it well, and you don't use rock salt in the wintertime for ice melt.
No, I don't.
Okay, if you don't, then you probably will get several years of good performance out of it.
Okay, so it would stay quite a period of time then.
Years.
Okay. Oh, excellent. That's exactly what I wanted to know. Thank you so much, Lou. You're always helpful.
Nancy, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. Hey, I want to let you know we're We had a little snafu with our Facebook Live, but if you're on Facebook, we're actually live streaming here if you want to see us all as well up here on the Northwoods doing our deal here, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. It is 8:17 in the morning. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. And we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Thinking of updating your bath? Then pick up the phone today and call Bath Fitter, 888-996-1410. For over 35 years, Bath Fitter has been installing beautiful tubs in as little as one day. That's right, one day. No demo, no mess, no stress. Bath Fitter will custom make your new bath to fit perfectly over the old one using the same premium materials used in luxury hotels. Their unique one-piece seamless wall system ensures a watertight fit so it's easy to clean and care for. With thousands of colors and styles to choose from, you can custom design a bath you'll love, and it's guaranteed for as long as you own your home. Bath Fitter's experts will handle every aspect of your bathroom installation from start to finish. To book your free in-home consultation, call 888-996-1410 or visit bathfitter.com/Lou. For a limited time, receive $450 off a complete Bath Fitter system. Get your bath remodel started today. Visit bathfitter.com/Lou.
At Ace, our helpful folks know you've got everyday things you need to take care of around the house. The toilets that run and the faucets that don't. Or the filters you swear you just replaced. The bulbs and the batteries that run out. And when they do run out, you never have to run far. Because with over 5,000 stores, odds are there's an Ace right in your neighborhood, ready to give you the right tools and the right advice you need to get your quick fixes done even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
The helpful folks at Ace are here to help make your day easier every way they can. Save time by buying products online at acehardware.com, picking them up in store, or simply get your items delivered right to your front door. Some restrictions apply. Stop by your neighborhood Ace today. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Thank you, Lou. Hey, it's sure been raining a lot, right? Turn on the news and you'll see flooding, surging sewers, and thousands of dollars of damage to homes in the Chicagoland area. No one should have to live with the headaches and expense that come with a basement that leaks only when it rains. Give my friends at PermaSeal a call at 800-421-SEAL. You can put away the mop and shop vac once and for all. They know that basements and crawl spaces should be dry no matter how hard and often it rains. From first call to install, they'll provide you with a remarkable experience. In fact, they've earned an A-plus rating with the BBB and have a 4.8-star rating on Google. With over 3,000 reviews, if you'd like a free professional inspection, give PermaSeal a call today and check that task off your honey-do list. Call 800-421-SEAL. That's 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net. PermaSeal, truly known best for being better.
Get real in the morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV morning news team, weekdays 4 to 10.
He's smooth.
Well, you know, I'm shy. I don't like to talk.
He's got a way with his words.
When you open it back up again, that hot, moist air may bring it back again.
Ugh, not that one. He's Lou Manfredini.
It's like those favorite pair of jeans that you put on and they feel right until after you eat too much and you're like, these are not my favorite jeans anymore.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But I'm saying it better.
Now back to House Smarts Radio.
Fly me to the moon.
We're live at the Chit Chat Bar in Edgewater, Wisconsin. That was my number one son reading. That way his mother knows that he did not get eaten by a bear. He went on his run. Did you see any bears, Quinn? No bears. We were worried about bears running. He's running the New York City Marathon. By the way, if you'd like to contribute to his cause, he's running to support Alzheimer's research. And if you go to my Facebook page, which right now we're streaming live, there's a link to Quinn's fundraising page for Alzheimer's. He has done a fine. I've said in my post that he's not only super committed to running, but he's super committed to helping people, which makes his mother and I very proud. And Alzheimer's is the disease that took his great grandfather's life ultimately, and he is named for that great-grandfather, so it's a very sweet cause. So how about a nice round of applause for the Q-Man? Nice job. So if you can contribute, that would be great. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Are we going to Naperville, right? I think it's Nancy who's in Naperville. Hey, Nancy, you're on WGN. Good morning. Hi, Nancy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi there, Nance.
Oh, no. This is Margaret from Skokie.
Oh, hi, Margaret. I'm getting my names all mixed up. I apologize. That's okay on me. I apologize.
It's early, Lou. It's okay. I have a problem. I had a tech come out yesterday, did a clean and check on the furnace, which is working fine, and then my main concern was to get the water flowing through the saddle valve through the humidifier, so I can use it this year.
Okay.
Now, I know the saddle, the saddle valve gets clogged. He was going to maybe put on a new one, but then he said, well, if I put on a new saddle valve so that the water even flows through the copper tubing and then into the humidifier, he said that's going to probably get clogged in a few years anyway. He recommended that I get a plumber to come and put in a different kind of valve. If I understood him, it sounded like the kind you have that shuts the water off under the toilet or something like that.
Right.
And, you know, that he would have to kind of bypass some of the metal piping and to put in this new kind of valve. So I wanted your opinion of what I should do, because I do need to have the water
flowing. So that for those that maybe don't know, you know, a saddle valve is this kind of
small.
It's a little bit of a cheat. You know, when you're doing this, you put this around a copper pipe and you screw on two screws to tighten it up, and then you drive this thing in that actually pokes a hole inside the copper, and that's what feeds the line. Now, the reason that gets clogged is because it's such a small hole that any calcium buildup can clog over time. The right way to feed a humidifier is to actually put in a actual valve that's like a toilet, just like the person described.
Okay.
And that would be the preferred method to do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so when you do that, they would probably come in, and where that saddle valve is currently, they'd cut that out. They'd have to shut the water off, cut that out, put two couplings in there, and then put a little T to then put the valve in and go from there, and then feed the humidifier. So, yes, that is something that would be
better.
a plumber would do, and then you'd feed it, and I think would be, you know, you'd have much fewer problems down the line.
Right. Well, okay. Well, then that sounds good. I guess that's what I'll do. I'll call the plumber and get that done. So
you got you're living in Skokie?
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, you've got a couple of choices, right? Whether it's Plumbers 911, or even, you know, PermaSeal as well, that has plumbing services that you can contact to get estimates. It's a small job, but I mean, you have to utilize a plumber to come out and do it all, and you know, it should be something they could probably get done.
Dykstra does it, because I've had them before through
Dykstra does, I believe, offer plumbing services, and they may be able to help you with that as well.
Yeah. Okay, Lou. Well, thank you so much. I feel better now. Okay.
You got it. Margaret, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. In Chicago is where Marge is on the line. Hey, Marge, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I wonder if you can help me with this. I have a brick home, and I noticed this year that I have saltpeter on the outside of my brick, in the area of my chimney and down to my deck. I had the chimney tuck pointed about 2 years ago, so I called the man back and had him look at everything, and he said, it's not the tuck pointing, that's fine. But he suggested that I put in a chimney liner, a metal chimney liner, and I have no idea where to look or what, you know, who to call on something like this, and I was wondering what you suggest.
Does your furnace, Marge, and your water heater currently vent into the chimney?
Yes.
Okay. And has that been replaced recently?
We had the furnace replaced about 5 years ago.
Okay. And when they did that, they did not put in a chimney liner?
No, they didn't.
Right.
They
Yeah, so here's what happens, right? Over time, the modern furnaces right now you know, they don't, they're so efficient that even those direct vented 80, what they call 80 plus, they don't get hot enough to evacuate the exhaust, especially when it gets really cold. And so when that damp air from the furnace gets evacuated into that masonry chimney, it starts to roll. And when it rolls, it forms condensation. And so that saltpeter and that efflorescence that you see is caused by the lack of a liner. And so a liner is something that you definitely probably have to look into. And you may hear me talk a lot about the Lindemann Chimney Company here on the show. They would be somebody you could contact to get an estimate about putting a liner in for you.
Lindemann?
CleanFireplace.com is their website.
Do you have a phone number?
You know, I'll have Ashley pull the number if you keep listening to find the phone number. I'll get you the 800 number for them. But their website is CleanFireplace.com, and if you keep listening...
CleanFireplace.com. I have his first name.
Lindemann. Lindemann.
Lindemann.
But I'll get you the phone number in just a second, so keep listening, okay?
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank
Marge,
you.
Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 8:28 in the morning. It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. Want to add luxury to your bathroom? Nothing beats the beauty and durability of granite or quartz. Adding a new vanity top can be transformative. With over 400 classic shades and textures, you're bound to find one to suit your style. With prices starting at $225, including porcelain undermount bowls, you can even afford to replace your tired vanity with one of the 800 that Tom has available. Premier quality at outlet pricing. You can't beat it. Don't miss out on what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
Hey, is your deck ready for the severe winter months ahead? With Chicagoland weather being so unpredictable, homeowners should start preparing now for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Deck Tech cleans and seals your deck, providing a strong defense against winter's harmful elements. For a free estimate, call 1-800-956-DECK. That's 1-800-956-3325 or visit restoreyourdeck.com. 8:31 in the morning. Time now for WGN Radio News.
Lou Manfredini. You're right.
Lincoln, 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 Bobingan, Bonana, Panapo, Bingan, Fee, Fimo, Mingan, Lincoln.
Louis Manfredini. I was thinking of his full name.
Right.
And actually, Lou Manfredini is only five syllables, but Louis Manfredini is six.
And now back to your host, Mr. Louis Manfredini.
Welcome back to the Chit Chat Lounge, Chit Chat Bar, Grill, and Resort. We're here in Edgewater, Wisconsin. We're having a great time with friends of mine on an annual trip that we come up north here all the time. And the bar owners here were kind enough, Scott and Jessica, to let me host the show here and then make breakfast. How about the breakfast this morning, right? Lights out. How about a nice round of applause? Really nice. And the Bloody Marys are really good, and I've only had one, maybe. Before we get back to your phone calls, though, we had a discussion earlier this year, about kind of the internet safety when it comes to buying and selling your home, and there is a lot of issues that come up. Joining me on the phone line right now is Hank Schulruff, who is the Senior Vice President at Attorney's Title Guarantee Fund. Hank, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me on. Hope you're enjoying the bar.
I am. I'm not driving, just so we're clear. You know, whenever I talk to, you know, anybody that's an attorney, I want to be very careful about that. Right. There's no Uber up here that we know of, but we'll be fine. We'll figure that out.
Keep the bar stool warm.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about the firm that you work with.
Sure. So Attorney's Title Guarantee Fund is an Illinois-based title insurance company operating through more than 2,000 lawyers agents in Illinois, Wisconsin, and parts of Indiana. Those lawyers represent consumers in real estate transactions, and we issue title insurance and closed transactions as part of their representation. For people who don't know, title insurance protects consumers' property rights and protects them against financial losses for defects in the title when they buy property. So basically, title insurance ensures that when you buy a house, you own the house without having to worry about defects in title. And you just pay for it once when you buy the house, unlike property and casualty insurance. And we close thousands of real estate transactions every year, which is why we're having this conversation.
There is an unbelievable change that's occurring in the marketplace, right? Not only about how properties are being marketed, but with so much information on the internet, and whether it's a positive influence or a negative influence, I mean, having the right attorney to make sure that, you know, the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, and what you're buying is actually what it is you're buying, is super important now, more than ever.
Right, and these are very complicated transactions, especially for somebody who only does it once in a lifetime, right? They're making the biggest financial transaction they'll ever make, and they really need competent legal help when they're buying and selling a home. And so our job is to connect competent lawyers with consumers to make sure that consumers are protected.
So your organization, you've got attorneys throughout the Chicagoland area that are members. Is that how you would describe them?
Yeah, they're members. They're agents. Right. And we've got them up near where you are, too. They're in Illinois, they're in Wisconsin, and they're in Indiana.
Got, and but these are independent attorneys, so they're not necessarily with a larger firm or something. So it can be just, you know, so and so, this attorney that works in this area that might be a local guy doing that. That's a member or agent with your firm.
Yeah, any of them. We've got large firms and small firms, but they're independent independent lawyers who are doing transactions, and we do the title insurance. They write title insurance as part of the representation of clients.
Talk to me a little bit about internet safety when it comes to buying and selling a home, and perhaps some of the things that perhaps some of your attorneys have seen that, you know, could be a concern for potential buyers and sellers.
Well, if you think about the entire market, and you think about cybercrime and how big it is, title insurance and title insurers close millions of real estate transactions every year, and billions of dollars change hands in these transactions. Most of the money for these transactions is wired between the parties to the transactions, the right. title companies and the banks. And because the dollars are so big, hackers are everywhere looking to steal that money. And consumers need to be really, really cautious when they're wiring money. I mean, the numbers are staggering. The FBI estimates that business email compromises where people get in there and steal money resulted in $12.5 billion in losses in the last 5 years. And wire fraud against consumers that were wiring money for real estate transactions resulted in more than 11,000 victims who lost $150 million last year alone. I mean, think about how much money that is. And they're growing. I mean, they've grown by 1,100% in the last 2 years.
Let me ask you about that. I mean, and then that is scary when you think about that. And here is this electronic transaction that really, you know, as you mentioned, you know, there are in the banking world, you know, electronic transactions happen all the time. But for people that are buying homes, it may be a once or a twice in a lifetime thing that they do. Does the guarantee of the title help protect that as well in that transfer?
No, those are two really unrelated things. So the title insurance is one piece, and the closing and where the money changes hands is another piece. And you got to get through that closing before the title insurance is going to get issued.
Right.
And the money has to get to all the right places before a closing takes place. And that's the problem. Is hackers are out there looking to intercept that money before the closing takes place. And there have been lots of times, like I said, $150 million in the last 2 years, right, where someone wires their money and it doesn't show up to the place they thought it was supposed to go, and the closing never takes place.
Right. Do you guys offer tips or a place where people can go and learn more to perhaps make sure that they're taking the right steps to protect themselves in these types of transactions?
Yeah, that's a really good question. There are a ton of resources out there for people. Anyone who's about to get into a real estate transaction really should go online and search protection from cybercrime. It's that simple. There are a ton of resources available. The American Land Title Association, which is the trade association for title insurers, has great resources at www.alta.org, and then just search wire fraud. But there is so much information out there, and anyone who's about to wire money really should go look. And I've got some things I could suggest for people to protect themselves.
Go right ahead.
Sure. So one of the primary ways the people who are the most frequent victims in these scams are buyers of real estate. They're the ones that are wiring the money for their purchase, either to their real estate agent or to their title companies. And while real estate professionals know about these dangers, these buyers are unsuspecting. They don't always know about the scams. They don't know what to look for. So what frequently happens is the hackers will intercept the email communications between the real estate agent and the consumer, or the title company and the consumer. They watch for signs that real estate transaction is taking place, and they send the buyer fake wire instructions that look really legit. You know, it may look like it's coming from your realtor. It may look like it's coming from your lawyer, or may look like it's coming from the title company, but it's not. What it is it's a fake, duplicated wire instruction that has on it an account that may be out of the country, and the unsuspecting buyer gets it. It looks legit. They send out the wire, and the next thing they know, the money's gone. And that's the thing, and that's how most buyers lose their money in a real estate scam.
Wow. I don't like this information, Hank.
Right.
I mean, this is all. I mean, but this is, you know, this is a perfect example of where knowledge is power, and you really have to be careful about all this. And I really do appreciate you coming on this morning. Hank Schulruff is the Senior Vice President at Attorneys Title Guarantee Fund. If people are looking to find a good real estate attorney, I assume you guys have a website that they could go to.
We do, www.atgf.com. If I can just throw one more important thing in here, Lou, and that is that they should always independently verify the wire instructions. So call the party that's sending it and don't rely on the wiring instructions that you received from any party. Go online, get the phone number, verify it.
You should be a lawyer. Oh, wait. Hank, thank you so much for taking the time. I really do appreciate it.
Enjoy the Great North.
You got it. Thank you. It's 8:48 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back. Change is good, and maybe it's time to change your ride. Look no further than the all-new Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Silverado's drive mode selector lets you select tow and haul, snow and ice, and off-road to match any condition with over 12,000 pounds of available towing capacity. You can haul boats, trailers, RVs, anything but the kitchen sink, and the all-new design gives you more cargo space than the competition. Plus, Chevy's is available with OnStar navigation. It gets you anywhere you want to go in safety and comfort. Right now, you can get over $9,500 in total savings on the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT All-Star Z71. Or, during truck month, make no monthly payments for 90 days. Your choice. Own it. Head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for all the details on Chevy Truck Month. Change is good, and now it pays big.
Just a minute. I have to tell you, I went to Menards.
Yeah.
And I got a hold of a guy in the paint section, and he said, I listen to Lou Manfredini all the time. And don't get anything else because you won't be satisfied, because Lou told you so.
Some nights I stay up cashing in my bathroom. 312-981-7200
is our phone number. The phone number for Lindeman Chimney is 847-739-4199. We were talking about that earlier, 847-739-4199. We're live at the Chit Chat Bar in Edgewater, Wisconsin. Everybody's finally waking up this morning, full bellies with a delicious breakfast this morning. We're streaming live on Facebook if you'd like to see a little bit. We've got a little thing set up there. You can say hi. We're waving over there if you look at the Facebook Live, but I'm not near the thing. It's a little leany, but that's okay. Let's go back to the phone lines right now and get on with Irene, who is calling in this morning. Irene, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I am getting ready to put a siding on my house, and it's wood, and it doesn't have any anything on it. It's bare. So I just wanted to know the best way to take care of it. What should I do before we put it up?
Wait. You have wood siding now, or you're putting wood siding on?
We're putting wood siding on.
Okay, and do you know what kind of wood siding you're putting on? Is it a cedar? What is it?
Yes, it's cedar. It's a tongue and groove.
Okay, like a vertical tongue and groove? Is that how it's going on?
It's going to go horizontal. We're going to put it up horizontal.
Okay, and ultimately, do you want to try and retain the look of that natural wood, or do you want it to be a solid color?
No, we want to retain the natural wood.
Okay. So here's the thing with cedar. Right now, you know, if it's brand new cedar, it looks beautiful, right? It's got that red and that brown tone, but eventually you're going to, it's just going to gray. It will become gray unless you stain it with some sort of oil-based stain with a color.
Okay.
Now, I mean, that's just, you know, the thing is you'll put this up now and it'll look beautiful. You'll absolutely love it. But then over time, it just will gray. If you want to do this the right way, I would pre-stain the boards before you put it up.
Do I have to put anything before the stain to the wood?
No. Nope.
Any conditioner?
Nope. So one, the deck and the fence and the siding stain that I like is a product called Penifin, which is a rosewood oil-based stain. And you would literally set those boards up on a horse with a brush, and you would brush back and forth, and you'd work in those grooves. And then from there, you would, after it dries, put it up and then go back and touch up any siding staining that you would need on the siding. But then you've got all sides of the board, and you get good coverage in that stain. And that's going to give you the longest lasting appeal of putting that on there.
Okay. And do we put it also in the back, the part that goes on the house?
All four sides.
All the way around. Okay.
All the way around.
Okay.
You got it. It's a big job. It's a big job.
Yeah, we want to take care of it, so thank you very much.
Right, you want to do it the right way. Absolutely. I really appreciate you calling this morning, Irene. It is 8:55 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Oh, it sure was chilly last night, right, with temperatures dipping into the 30s. Winter is coming, and now is the best time to call Dykstra Home Services to schedule your furnace clean and check. Now, most likely, your warranty requires it. Cleaning your furnace will ensure proper airflow, reduce repairs, improve energy efficiency, and most importantly, keep you safe. And right now, Dykstra Home Services is offering their fall furnace clean and check for only $98. It's worth the investment. It'll save you time and money. Chicagoland's premier heating and cooling company, you can trust Dykstra Home Services to install and maintain your heating and cooling equipment for as long as you own your home. Dykstra Home Services installs top-line Carrier equipment, and they've been doing it for over 93 years. Turn to the experts. Call Dykstra Home Services today, 800-421-3220, to schedule your fall furnace clean-in check for only $98. Call 800-421-3220. That's 800-421-3220, or visit DykstraHomeServices.com. Dykstra Home Services, Chicagoland's premier heating and cooling company. I cannot recommend having this clean and check done more. Certainly Dykstra will do a nice job, and other companies as well, but they're going to come in with these devices to check to make sure that your heat exchanger is not cracked. They have this device that has a probe on it that they can put inside one of the burners to make sure that the heat exchanger is operating with no CO2 loss whatsoever. And then they can even check the efficiency of the furnace. I had the clean and check done on our own furnaces, and I was talking to the technician who was working on it. And we have a furnace that was installed in, it's actually a Carrier piece of equipment that was installed in 06. And with this device, you know, they're checking the heat exchanger, making sure everything's fine, which it was. But the efficiency of that unit, it is a high efficiency unit, was still at 97%. And so proper maintenance will save you money and keep you from having these big issues, you know, when the temperatures really get cold. So it is definitely, definitely worth the investment. All right. We'll get back to more of your phone calls, and we'll talk to the owner of the Chit Chat Bar after news coming up.
Walensky, Polka King of the Midwest.
You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini.
Yeah, we sold about 623 copies of that.
In Chicago?
No, Sheboygan. Very big in Sheboygan. They love it.
And this morning, he's broadcasting from a
fantastic place called Wisconsin.
Oh!
Yes, Wisconsin!
That's right, live from the Chit Chat Bar in Edgewater, Wisconsin.
Somehow or another, we all have relatives in Wisconsin.
Here's Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. Roll out the barrel, everybody. We are live at the Chit Chat Lounge in Edgewater, Wisconsin. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Before we get back to your phone calls, though, joining me here in the bar, when you're sitting at the table, if you're looking at your radio, he's to the right. And Scott is the owner here of the Chit Chat Bar. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Well, good morning, Lou.
Oh, hold on. Let's get you there. Go ready. Try that again.
Good morning, Lou.
Who's got good pipes, too? Nice to see you here this morning. Thanks so much for letting us come here to your place.
You bet. I hope everybody's having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. You're having a great time. Right. And your lovely bride, Jessica, I think that we've all determined she does most of the work.
She does about 95% of it. Yes, she does.
All right. When the way this sort of hatched it, you know, I mentioned earlier at the top of the show that we've had this weekend that we've done as a group for many, many, many years. And I only get so many days off from the radio. And when I first was coming, we're up at this Summit Lake Game Farm, but they don't have any internet up there, which is part of the idea, right, to get away from it all.
Correct.
So if my wife is listening, we really don't have good cell service. Hard to get a hold of us, so I may be out of touch for a while. But anyway, I started looking around and at close places that we could come by, and I found you guys, and I called up and I sent an email, and I think this is so funny. Your wife responded, and she said, "Well, I have talked to my husband about that. He's elk hunting," which is, you know, absolutely what you should be doing here in Wisconsin.
That's right.
And you guys were kind enough to let us come by here. But what I found interesting is the history of how long this bar has been in your family.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
My dad bought the bar in June of 1982, and it's been in our family for 37 years now.
Wow. That's amazing. And so you basically grew up in this bar as a kid, right?
I'm a little older than that.
They can't tell on the radio. You look like you're, what, like 27, maybe, 28?
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Right. But, I mean, so you kind of came into the bar later? You were doing something else before you got into this business?
I was a senior when my dad bought the bar in high school.
Got it.
So I went to Birchwood High School. And then, of course, like everyone after high school takes off and has to find himself.
Right.
And then my dad passed away in a car accident.
Oh,
and
geez.
I sort of got the bar then, about 27 years ago.
Got it. So. Okay. And it is kind of your classic Northwoods bar, but it's more than just a bar, right? It's a resort.
We have some cabins on the lake. You bet, three cabins.
And so people can come up here and rent those? And
you bet, we rent them weekly throughout the summer.
Okay. And is that kind of the prime time up here, is the summer months up here?
If we have good snow, our snowmobiling business is phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. If no one's ever been up north here in Wisconsin, there are trails everywhere. And the snow is really the key.
The
right?
key to the business in the winter,
right,
correct.
Right.
But our
right.
ATV business all summer long has really boomed in the last 10 years.
Wow. Just people coming and are out on trails and they'll stop by and
lunch and bloodies.
Yeah, I've got the menu right here, the Chit Chat Bar Grill and Resort. How do you pronounce the name of the lake?
Big Lake Chetak.
Big Lake Chetak. And it's home of the awesome burger and the best burgers and Bloody Marys on the lake. And I think that this crowd would agree. Right? Yeah. Yeah, really, really good. Now, and you've got all kinds of great things that you can do here around the area. The lake is beautiful. The food is delicious. As we mentioned, your wife's doing all the work, and she's doing a nice job as well. But you mentioned to me on the phone when we were talking that after 27 years, you think it's time to retire from the bar.
I do.
And so you've got this place up for sale.
We just listed it earlier this spring.
Right.
Remax Realtor, Karen Lunzer.
She's got it. Karen Lunzer, who's with Remax. And so if somebody's listening in Chicago that says, I am done being the vice president of something, and I want to go be the president of something.
You bet. Be your own boss.
They could be the president of the Chit-Chat, because that's what you are, right?
I am the CEO right here.
Yeah,
yes,
there
I
you
am.
Go. So how many times do I get to interview CEOs on my radio show? Not that often, right?
That's correct.
Right. And so if you're tired of being put down by the man, you can come and buy the Chit-Chat Bar and be the man.
Be the man. Be
right?
your own boss.
Right. Be your own boss. And then that is, you know, I'm a business owner myself. Everybody thinks that's so easy. It's not.
It is a lot of work, but the right. benefits are great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, something like this is a labor of love, and I'm sure you got regular clients who, when I stopped in last night to just say hello and meet for the first time, you had a gentleman here that you said came all the way from Indiana, and he goes, I'm sad that they're going to sell this place because it sounds like he's been coming up here for years.
Yes, he has. Yeah. A lot of people are going to be sorry to see Jessica leave.
Right.
Me, they
yeah,
care
they could
less.
Care less. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. We've just gotten here and we've already figured that out. And so when you hopefully are successful selling the place, will you stay in the area? Is that your plan?
Yes, we plan on staying right in the area. Helping out the new owners, and we love the area.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Well, Scott, thank you so much for letting us be here. And if you're looking to buy a really cool bar and resort up here in the North Woods, check out the, give me the name one more time of the real estate person.
That's Remax, Karen Lunzer.
Karen, or
you can also get all our information on the chitchatbar.com.
Chitchatbar.com. Has anybody put two and two together that we're doing a radio show at the Chit Chat Bar? Anyone? Yes. Tony did. Tony did a while ago. Right. Yeah. She's right. If you didn't hear that, Tony said, you're only the CEO if Jessica says so.
No,
and she nodded and said you were. Well, thanks
Perfect.
So much. We appreciate you letting us be here
you
today.
Bet. Thanks, guys.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back after this.
I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go.
Whatever's making you scratch your head this weekend, Lou is here to help.
We've got a problem with black mold.
Got a beep in my living room.
My furnace.
It's humming.
Just give him a call. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
That was my nephew Jack. Welcome back to the Chit Chat Bar in Edgewater, Wisconsin. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. In Chicago is where Brian is. Brian, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
Thank you very much. We just moved our daughter into her college dorm room a month ago, and they had these things like about a foot by 2 feet long, tall. They're plugged into the wall, and they pretty much run 24/7. They don't blow out cold air or hot air, but they just run 24/7. And I was curious, per the conversations you've had so far this morning, could they have something to do with mold or mildew?
Wait. In the dorm room.
Every floor of every hallway of every floor in the dorm room, they have these things. They're not air conditioners, but they look like they could be air conditioners. They're not stuck through the window, but they blow out.
It looks. It's like a. Is it like a split system cartridge? In other words, does it look like the heating and cooling system that's at a hotel under the window type of thing?
No, not like that. It's just something that's plugged. It's about a foot wide by 2 feet tall, and it's plugged in 24/7.
And it's plugged in.
It's plugged into the wall 24/7. It's not through a window. It's just plugged into the wall, and it runs all the time.
Did you happen to notice a name on it at all?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, it could be some sort of industrial dehumidifier that, that's in there to try and handle mold spores and mildew spores inside the space. That's certainly possible if it's something that's in there. I mean, if these are appliances that are there plugged in, when you were in there, did you notice any odor or any sense of anything like that?
Well, it didn't smell like a clean place. It kind of smelled like it could be a little moist or damp or something like that.
Really?
The dorm rooms themselves have window units for air conditioning. The dorm is not central air conditioned.
Is she at school where it's a warmer climate right now?
She's in southern Indiana.
Oh, so I mean, it's not. Yeah.
It's not drastically different.
Yeah, I mean, without seeing that in person, it would be hard for me to guess, but it sounds like it could be some sort of dehumidifier. And I think you're perfectly within your prerogative to ask the question call the building department there and ask them, hey, what are those things? And see what they tell you.
I was just befuddled because when we were moving her in a month ago, it was hot. It was hot, and we were expecting air conditioning when we got in the dorms. But there were just these things sitting on the floor plugged into the wall.
Right. But you said she has window air conditioners in her actual dorm?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, if they're just plugged in and not vented at all, then it has to be some sort of dehumidifier, or it could be some sort of air scrubber. I mean, typically, if it was a dehumidifier, you know, something like that, if it's on every floor, it would be crazy that they would have a catch pan because someone would have to drain it almost every day.
No, they don't have that.
Yeah. Hmm. I'd call them and ask.
Good news.
Yeah, I would call and ask about that. It might be some sort of air scrubber and not a dehumidifier, so it could be like an air purifier that they're using.
I will definitely call, Lou, and I can piggyback this on that. You just talked about being empty nesters.
Yep.
I'll join your team on that one.
Yeah, you guys too?
Absolutely.
So far, so good?
Knock on wood, so far, so good.
That's right. As long as they're being successful.
Yeah, we still haven't decided what we want to do with their empty bedroom.
Right. Right, exactly. Right. Good luck. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Palos Hills, where Lori's on the line. Hey, Lori, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. I got a problem for you.
All right.
I have a very unusual problem.
Okay.
My parents own a ranch with a crawl space. And they have a newer, high-efficiency downdraft furnace. If you go in the crawl space, directly under the furnace is this ductwork box, okay? And it was dripping. So when they had the, clean and check guy come out, he said, oh, that's condensation. Don't worry about it. Well, my mom did, and so she took that silver tape, and she taped, all the crimps, so it didn't drip anymore. It just collected. Okay. We come over to, check the crawl out for her, and I see that ductwork dripping a lot. So my husband takes off all the tape. We got, 2 quarts of water come out. Mm-hmm. One, is this normal?
Right.
What would you do? And is there mold in there now?
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance that by sealing that up, you actually probably made it a little bit worse. Okay, so with the downdraft, that big box is what's called your plenum, right? And that's where the A coil is down there, and when its air is running, you are going to get some condensation there. That ductwork should be insulated, and there probably should be. Let me ask you this. Lori, is the crawl space, is there concrete there? Is it dirt floor? What's in the crawl?
Rock. Rock.
It's all rock. Is there a sump pump there?
Yes.
Okay. So if it were me, I would have a catch pan that would get put underneath there, and not that you want to put a hole in there, but a drain pipe through there that would allow the water to drain and take it to the sump pump. And then I would have that ductwork insulated. You see, by trapping that moisture, especially right at that plenum, you're starting to move that around, and you're actually, you're causing your air conditioner to work harder because of all that moisture. And, you know, it's trying to dehumidify and cool, but it's all this condensation that's occurring right there. And so that is something that I definitely would have that addressed and talk to an HVAC contractor about having the ductwork insulated and installing some sort of drain under that plenum.
Now, would you take the bottom off and check for mold before
at this point I would, because the sealing of the tape I think was not a good move.
Right. Now, you recommend that Concrobium, would that be something?
For a cleaner, you could spray that on and wipe it off if you opened up the plenum to see all that. That can be, that absolutely can be opened up so you can clean it there.
Okay.
All right.
So you would recommend cleaning it and insulating it.
And putting a drain in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's 9:26 in the morning. We will take a quick break and be back right after this. You need your carpets cleaned? Well, then you need to call Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. They start every job by laying down moving blankets from your front door to the carpeted areas. Then they pre-treat your carpet utilizing their salt-based products and pure deionized water, followed by a thorough scrubbing and cleaning with the world's most powerful carpet cleaning machines. Your carpets will be cleaner, softer, and brighter. They're the best value in town. Get three rooms cleaned for just $139. I don't know how these guys are making any money. That is the deal of the century. They do such a great job. 630-990-8600 or schedule at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. I'll tell you, cleaning your carpets, especially now before the holidays show up, is one of the best things you can absolutely do. It can brighten everything up. And while you certainly can rent all this equipment if you want to go that route, these guys come in and out and get it done so quickly. It's really just amazing. So check it out. All right. It's time now for WGN Radio News.
Go, Pat, go!
We love Wisconsin.
We like the cows, the cheese.
And we love Grandma and Papa.
Hi, Grammy. Hi, Papa.
We love you.
Wisconsin has its pleasures. Take muskies in July. Winter's nice with all that ice and snow at Christmas time. Beer and brats are tasty, but quite apart from these, there is only one thing that we love, and that is cheese. Hey, I'm a living cheesehead that you are talking to.
I mean, she's not even here, and she's digging it in. Like, the whole Packer thing is not nice. I don't like that, even though we are in the Packer land up here. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We are back here, just a few minutes left, 9:36 in the morning. John Williams, I believe, has his Teddy Roosevelt show coming up this morning at 10 o'clock. And, you know, Maple and Joe, you know, we've got the new owners here at the radio station, the fine people at Nexstar. And, you know, they're making a few little small little changes at WGN. But one of the things is they've asked us not to do is talk to you during your newscasts.
I was taking it very personally.
No, I know. And you know that the one thing that is very difficult for me is when people say to me, don't say something, don't do this, don't say that. Like, don't do that. It's very hard, but I think I've been very good.
You have been. I'm very impressed with
that. I know.
But I was watching the feed on Facebook, and I saw how you had somebody cover up your mouth every time we were talking for news and sports. So really appreciate the assistance over there at the Chit Chat Bar and Grill.
I'm just trying to be a team player, absolutely. So it isn't that I don't want to chime in. I'm just trying to, you know, before I make anybody angry, I should probably get to know them first. So anyway, nice to have you guys on with me this morning. I really appreciate it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have a phone call coming in all the way from San Diego, California this morning. I believe the gentleman's name is Scott. Scott, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Well, good morning to everybody at the Chit Chat there in Winter.
How are you, Scott? Scott is part of our crew here, but unfortunately was unable to attend, and we miss you here, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's about 70 degrees here in sunny San Diego, so sorry to rain on your parade.
But. Well, I got to tell you, it's a 72 degrees inside the Chit Chat, so we got you beat by a couple of degrees there.
There you go.
Well, Scott is...
Yeah, just a shout-out to all the boys there, and... I'm missing all of you guys this year, and hope I'm sure you'll have a great time as we always do. So
we will do our best. I think that Tony had a Bloody Mary, set aside for you, and then somebody drank it. But other than that, for a while we were honoring you not being here. Right.
Well, good deal.
All right, Scott. Be well. I hope it all goes well for you.
All right, shoot them straight, boys.
Yeah, take care. 312-981-7200 is our phone number in Lake Forest. Is Adeline. Adeline, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
Yes. First of all, I want to thank you for helping me with my 61-year-old hand mixer. And I brought it into your store. And you were the only one that solved the problem, and it's working like a charm. So thank you for that.
No, that's awesome. That's great. Well, how can I help you today?
Well, with a window well drain, we have decorative stones that were in front of the house that eventually got into the window well, and it clogged up the drain. So when it rained real heavy, we would get water coming in through the window well into the basement.
Okay.
Okay. And so then what we did is my husband and I rented one of those power rodders, and we used it, and some stones came out, and after then he would rod it and then use a wet dry to, take the stones out. But then as he was rotting, it got packed really tight in the drain.
Okay.
And then when the water when he used the hose to check it, it wouldn't go down. So what could we do short of, digging up the ground and around the tiles?
I mean, the issue there is the drain tile. Do you know if that drain tile is a plastic or a cast iron?
I believe it's cast iron because the house is 40, built in 1965.
Okay, well, then that's kind of a plus there. And the issue there is that you probably need a different tip on the end of that rodder. And they make larger tips that are almost like... they almost have three fingers on them, and the idea to catch the larger rocks to loosen that up to be able to pull back what you can and then flush out more. And a lot of times, the issue there is when you pack it all in with these smaller rodders, you may not be able to get the right tip. You need a more industrial size rodder that you may not be able to rent, or you need more experience using them, because those things are really useful tools, but they can be very dangerous.
Right.
And so
why we were afraid to continue.
Right. So I think that, if you've got this thing kind of jammed in and you did as much as you could, it may be wiser to get a plumber to come out with the right tool and experience to loosen all that up for you. And that just is a larger piece of equipment with the right tips on it to get those rocks loosened up so you get good drainage.
So it's doable.
It's absolutely doable.
Someone coming out.
Absolutely, 100%.
So, okay, well, thank you. So I won't have to dig up the foundation.
No, 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 no. You absolutely do not. No, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for the phone call. All right, let's go to Chicago where Madeline is on the line. Madeline, good morning. You're on WGN.
Well, wonderful. Hi, Lou.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I listened about your advice about the mice earlier today. I'm wondering if you have anything specific to rats. We had a big problem last February with rats inside apartments. It's all been taken care of. It's the outside is baited. The exterminator has been around the base of the building in the ground cover looking for holes. We've all sealed inside, blah, blah, blah. The rats have been found out. A couple of days ago, somebody in another apartment in another tier had a rat inside. We're going through the whole thing again. So I'm wondering, is there something in addition that would be specific to rats that you could recommend?
Well, I mean, the eradication, how you get rid of them is exactly the same. They're just bigger, right? They're just bigger rodents. And so that mm-hmm. product that I talked about, that repellent that Bonide makes called Mouse Magic, they also mm-hmm. make a version called Rat Magic. And really all it is a bigger sachet that emits more odor. And the idea is that you're trying to make the environment as uncomfortable as possible for the rodent. And so if you use right. enough of these sachets inside around the underneath the sink or any place there might be in the corners of the place. When you first open these things up, the odor is quite pungent even to, you know, our noses, but it's not a unpleasing odor, but once you put it down, it does dissipate. But when a rodent comes near it, whether it's a rat or a mouse, they want nothing to do with that. And so if you repel them from the inside of the home using these, and then the combination of baits and traps on the outside, you're drawing them out. So the food source is out there. And then you can constantly pay attention to the sealing up where you need to make sure that it's not something easy to get in. And remember, they can get into really small holes, even rats.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you really have to be
mindful.
They can be.
Traveling within the walls all around the building.
They absolutely can be. And mm-hmm. that's where, you know, finding those entry points is so important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I have another one.
Sure.
This has to do with my stove. I store the aluminum foil in my oven for lack of space. I took it out, I put it on top of my stove, and cooked, and then later, after all was said and done, there was bubbling on the control panel and light brown. So the repairman's been out, we're getting a new control panel and all of that. I'd rather not have to replace the white frame around it, can we do to get rid of the light discoloration that's light brown? It's not a big area on the white frame. I don't know whether that's porcelain over stainless steel or what, but I'm wondering.
Is this on the face of the oven, or is it that where the range meets the countertop?
It's where the range meets the countertop, and it's up.
Oh.
It's up a little bit higher because it's right at the base of where that they put the panel in that's gray, and it has all the things you push to.
Yeah, I mean, there are high heat paints that you can use. I was actually talking about that earlier today on my earlier show in New York, and you know, Rust-Oleum makes a high heat paint that if you cure it properly can take up to 1,200 degrees, which would cover something like this, but I don't necessarily know that you'd be super happy with the results of it, and it's easily scratched. I mean, one of the things is that top panel of that range can be replaced,
mm-hmm.
And so that you could order that part to replace the whole thing and retain the whole range, the rest of it, and put the burners and everything on there. And if you did that, you know, you might only spend, I mean, you could spend $250 or $300, depending on the model that you have. But that would be the only way to kind of clean that all up that I think you'd be happy with the finished product.
Okay, just to go ahead and replace the whole thing, the frame
right.
and the inside. Yeah,
the top
okay.
part of it, correct.
Can I have one more question?
You know what? Unfortunately, I got to put you on hold. I'm just
okay.
bumping up against time here. I'm so sorry. But thank you so much for your phone call. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back. So back in December of 2018, my doctor told me that my cholesterol was high and I needed to go on medicine for it. He also told me to lose 10 pounds. Now, I really didn't want to take more medicine, as I already did for my hypertension. That's when I decided to change my life and asked Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating to help me. In January, I started 3 meals a day of freshly prepared foods that taste great, doesn't eliminate food groups, and provides a balanced approach to healthy eating and weight loss. So far, I've lost 38 pounds. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is the original healthy eating program. I feel fantastic. With over 90 million meals served over the past 33 years, plain and simple, it works. Now, if you want to make a healthy change in your life, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating today. 800-442-3438. 800-442-3438. I'm reading this copy here, and I lost 38 pounds, and right now I'm kind of holding at 35. My ultimate goal was 30, and I'm maintaining at this 35-pound weight loss, and I feel like a new person. You can do the same thing. Call them at 800-442-3438 or visit seattlesutton.com to learn more and see how they can help you live a healthier life. Oh, and my cholesterol and blood pressure, both normal. Thanks, Seattle.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all.
It's time for Lou's Last Call. A big thank you to all my Padres here that came out early this morning to join us for the show here. Thank you, everybody. Jessica and Scott, owners of the Chit Chat Bar, Grill, and Resort here in Edgewater, Wisconsin. Thank you for the accommodations. Bob Ferguson for pushing all the buttons. Ashley for producing this morning. Maple on news and Joe on sports. Pete McMurray, by the way, is coming up, filling in for John this morning. So please stay tuned for him coming up in just a few minutes. But right now, let's get a call in Barrington, where Doug is on the line. Doug, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hey, Jalou, how are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Today's my lucky day all the way around. I just won like $350 on 2 scratch tickets, and now I'm with you on the last call, so I'm cool.
Holy smokes, that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool. So I've got well and septic in my yard in Barrington. I'm in the West Side neighborhood. And broadcast lines that go out, they've been damaged. First of all, AT&T cut them when they put a new box in about 2 years ago. So now my yard could be flooded with all my sump pump output.
Okay.
Can you give me an idea how much there is there? There are 3 sump pumps in my well. There are 2 Zollers and then a battery backup. So, you know, redundancy. But I'm flooding everywhere. My neighbor's line also goes into my line. The big question I have is I don't even know who to call to have these things redone. I had a landscaper do it once, but I don't even know who that was. And I wanted him to do it differently, and he just didn't do it the way I expected him to. So I'm just trying to figure out who might do it.
So I have a friend of mine who's actually now become like Pete McMurray's new best friend, too, which he's stealing all my friends. His name is Joe Polina. And Joe Polina owns a company called Tommy Polina Landscaping. And Joe, okay. I've known Joe for a very long time. They do a lot of outdoor drainage issues in landscaping. And so sculpting of the yard, doing stuff to make sure that the water is channeled away. Not every landscaper is good at doing this. And Joe has done several of these a job. So if you search Tommy Polina Landscaping, tell them I told you to call. They can probably give you an estimate to do that, okay?
I appreciate that.
Well, good luck, Doug. Go buy another lottery ticket. It sounds like it's going to be a good day.
I am going to do that.
Thanks so much for the phone call. I appreciate it. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.